What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Holidays mean feasting, from cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Oh, man. You know, we were riding too high as Husker fans.
For sure.
That's what it was. I mean,
I know I was.
We're on a heater there, you know. Yeah. We are three for three. Another night game
with you and I, and then another Friday night game. We just thought we were the best team in the world. We really did.
Yeah. I wanted to get that elephant out of the room, or at least address the elephant that we were Husker fans.
Yeah.
And okay.
It happened.
Illinois, you got us. I mean, forget 8.5 point spread, getting bet up to 9 before kickoff.
Yeah, Moneyline Illinois was the play for sure.
Yeah, no. Hindsight's 20/20.
Yes, it is.
But we got to start with Thursday night.
Yeah.
Tonight. You know, this is always a fun game, regardless of how poor one of these two teams or both these teams can be, because I think a lot of folks probably expected the New York football Giants to be 1-2 for this Thursday nighter. But the Dallas Cowboys, kind of a preseason favorite, you know, a hot pick, a trendy pick for the Super Bowl. They're 1-2 as well right now.
Yeah.
This line opened up, so we got Dallas going to New York for Thursday night football, kickoff at 7:15
on Prime.
Prime Video. Line opened up with the Cowboys being a 5-point favorite.
Yeah.
It's pretty much stayed there. I see a lot of 5.5s out there now.
No doubt.
You got a total that has been bet up to 45.5. That makes a lot of sense to me because Dak Prescott finally put together a really good-looking game last week. He was chucking the ball around, finding all of his receivers.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. The first thing that I was going to talk about is that over, so that was a good segue into that. I am on the over on this one big time, even up to probably to 47 points, Andy. The Cowboys hung 40-plus points on the Giants in both meetings last year and have had their way with the Giants for a better part of the last few years. On the other side, this year's Cowboys defense is the worst in the NFL against the run. Ooh. That is a big reason why they are 1-2, Andy. Everybody thought this defense was one of the best in the NFL, and you know, with the names on it, obviously it is, but they have been one of the worst in the NFL against the run. The Giants have shown the ability to move the ball on the ground, Andy.
Yes, they have.
And I think in the end, we're going to get an exciting Thursday game for once, and this is pretty fun being a division matchup as well.
Yeah, Singletary, running back for New York. He's really turned it on. Already has about 200 yards rushing on the season with a couple of scores.
So,
you know, 2 out of 3 games, he's been able to find the end zone on the ground. And the same can't be said for the lead back, Dowdell, for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They just haven't really got that rushing game going, but I feel like that's kind of how the Cowboys offense is geared, with Dak wanting to chuck the ball around,
get his CD
Lamb, you know, all that. And those are the guys you paid, so those are the guys you wanted to be doing the heavy lifting anyway.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just that a you know, a solid rushing game really helps regardless of
and the
back.
And the Cowboys know that. Yeah, they haven't got Rico going yet, and I don't see it happening a lot in this game. I just think that they're going to air it out, like you said, and get Jalen Tolbert, Jake Ferguson, and obviously CeeDee Lamb going on that.
So that money line at -240 for the Cowboys, that's not worth looking
at.
No,
it's not. I do believe the Cowboys are going to win this one because they have to win this one. And I do believe it'll probably be by a touchdown, Andy. So if I had to lean away on this to pick a team, it is definitely the Cowboys at 5.5, points.
Yeah.
But for sure, I'm clicking that over because I think there will be a lot of points scored in this game. And that's a weird thing for me to say on a Thursday night football game.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of going against the grain on that one. But you can see it with the way these two defenses are playing right now.
For sure.
New York's just kind of scatterbeans all over the place.
Yeah.
Once again. And being a divisional game, I don't feel as confident with that point spread as you were alluding to. So, yeah, maybe that total is the best way to go either
way. I believe it is, Andy. Pick the over. Maybe a little Cowboy money action as well.
All right. Just a little sprinkle there.
A little sprinkle.
Okay. All right. Well, let's head on up north.
Oh, yeah.
NFC North matchup. We're getting into these divisional games. The 3-0 Minnesota Vikings are heading on over to Green Bay to take on the 2-1
Let's go.
Packers. This is a high noon kickoff on CBS. I'm looking at... Oh, boy, it's really tightening up here. Packers by 2.5 at home. You got that total at 43.5. That also has been bet up about 1 or 2 points since this line has opened.
I'm going to keep with my money train going this year, Andy, and it is the Minnesota Vikings.
Skull!
They keep throwing money at me with this Minnesota Vikings, +125 money line on the other side.
Yep.
They are the better team here, Andy. Sam Darnold is definitely the better quarterback. Got the better receivers on Minnesota. I just love Minnesota. I know it's going into Green Bay, but it's early in the year. It's not going to be cold, any of that, no elements.
Right.
I love the Minnesota Vikings in this game.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's kind of been a surprise, right?
MVP.
Yeah, I mean, he's got nearly 700 yards already, 650 yards up through the air. He does have a couple of picks, but he has 8 touchdowns to go along with that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough to look past. And then, of course, you know what you're getting at receiver with Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah.
Already 3 touchdowns on the season.
For sure.
Fantasy gold once again. And here's another spot where you're getting plus money on the money line with the Vikings.
With the Vikings, which I believe in. I'm just saying, I believe that they have the more talented team here, Andy. Aaron Jones, revenge game against the Packers.
That's
I think he's going to have a big game. And like I said, Sam Darnold's playing really well, and Jay Jettas is doing really well for him. So, no, I think Green Bay, they have kind of, you know, bounced back from the Jordan Love stuff and played really good football.
Yeah.
But this is a divisional game, and I believe the Vikings are playing better football right now.
You know, Willis did surprise me a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
When he came in late in the game, I get it. The lot was thrown at him in the heat of the moment and all that.
And just his time in Tennessee, too. He looked terrible.
Yeah, right?
So, he did.
So, maybe old Sam Darnold settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
No revenge for Sam Darnold because Green Bay is still one of the teams he hasn't played for yet.
Yeah, that's very true.
I like old Sammy Darnold on this matchup. A lot of times you do lean on those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And if that's the way you're looking in this one, it makes a lot of sense. ESPN Analytics, I'm looking at this, gives Green Bay a 55.5% chance to win this game.
Yeah.
That's not overwhelming for... Yeah, I thought Lambeau Field was supposed to be this huge advantage. You know what I mean?
It is when you have a healthy quarterback and his name's Aaron Rodgers. That is huge. But no, I mean, I think Green Bay, like I said, I think they have a really good team. I think, a well-rounded team. I just believe Minnesota is firing on all cylinders right now, and this isn't the game to get off the train yet.
All right, so that's a 2.5, and it's actually stayed at 2.5. That line's staying pretty tight. So I think the bookies got that one just right when they set that one up.
For sure, I love it.
All right, should we move on to an afternoon game?
Let's do it.
CBS.
Yeah.
The AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs are heading on out to LA, Los Angeles, to take on the Chargers.
Yeah.
I don't know how the Chiefs are doing it, but they are 3-0. They just keep winning.
3-0 without the tight end doesn't get any love.
No. He's a joker now.
And he's playing from behind every dang time. Yep. It's just how, without Pacheco as well.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown is still out.
No, if
Edwards-Helaire, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's out.
If the Chiefs had lost two of these games, everybody would be up in arms saying, why isn't Kelce getting the ball? What's wrong with Mahomes? Are they too old? Is the shine off of the Chiefs?
The ship has sailed.
Should they trade him? Should they get money for him while they can? All this kind of stuff. But they keep winning when they need to win late in games. Yeah. There's nobody better than it. And then Patrick Mahomes and Harrison Butker. That's the best pairing
takes,
of a
right?
QB and a kicker in the league. Yep. And it just keeps working. So, no, it's crazy that would be the narrative with the Chiefs, though.
Yeah.
That they're done. The dynasty is over. But they've eked out a couple wins, and they're 3-0.
With that being said,
The
Chargers are still 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better than what a lot of people thought they would be.
Right, right. Harbaugh, I mean, he's a good coach. Give him credit.
He wins.
He's a quirky guy and all those things, but he's a
good coach. Wins and he knows football.
Here we go. The Chiefs are a 7.5 point favorite on the road in the division.
Yeah.
Road dogs have been barking like crazy. I mean, home dogs have been barking like crazy in the NFL so far, and that's exactly what we got going on right here. Well, over a touchdown.
Yeah.
Over.
The big thing, Andy, when you're looking at this game, when people want to go bet this, you have to check on the status of Justin Herbert, the LA Chargers quarterback. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Because if he plays, I believe this does get under a touchdown by kickoff.
Wednesday, Herbert did do 7-on-7s, did some light footwork, and was throwing. He is still listed as questionable.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to go.
If you can get that hook, if you can get that +7.5 with Herbert, knowing that he's in the game, do it. I believe the Chargers are going to stick in this game. It's going to be the same song and dance for the Kansas City Chiefs. They will win the game. They will win the game. Late field goal by Harrison Butker or a late score, they will win the game. I don't believe it's going to be a multi-point, multi-digit win.
Yeah, and it was kind of surprising to me that, it comes out as a touchdown.
Yeah.
Now it's up to 7.5, maybe 8 on some books.
Yeah.
But one line that has not moved, 39.5 point total. You would think... It's the Chiefs.
It's
the Chargers.
They can score 40 points.
How is this not 45 or whatever? No. That's not the way the Chiefs have been operating this year.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll hit another gear. You don't know. And maybe Herbert will come and
light it up.
Yeah. But it is a high ankle sprain is what they're saying. So you hate that. You hate to hear that. So his mobility should be limited.
Yeah.
But you could easily see these two teams, especially third quarter and a half on, just trade touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
But... I don't know. This low?
No.
This low?
39.5. If you can get it at 40, Andy, I am on the under on this pick. I love the under. I think this is the potential to be a slugfest, as the Chiefs haven't necessarily lit the world on fire offensively like we were talking about. But up against a stout Chargers defense here, and on the other side, the Chargers could be without Herbert, like we said. But I think this has all the makings of a low-scoring, physical division rivalry matchup.
Yeah.
And I'm going to side with the under on this one just because it's going to be a very heavy run approach. Both sides on this game.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to be the crazy one saying bet the under at 39.5.
Bet the under. I'll be the crazy one every week.
You get it up to 40. Get it up to 40 for me, and I will do that.
Let's do that.
Pacheco, Hollywood Brown being down, Edwards-Helaire. You know, that it starts to take a toll on you. And Herbert is not going to be 100% no matter what.
They're going to run the ball.
You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the Eos Hefeweizen, and that's one of their core series beers. It's a Bavarian wheat, German Hefeweizen, highlighted with notes of vanilla and nutmeg, giving it that sweet taste.
Yeah.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, now I think we got to get into some NCAA football. Some
CFB.
And we got three stellar matchups. Yeah. So cool with conference realignment, just wrecking the store, wrecking the house. But guess what? We get to see conference games early, and we get to see primetime matchups throughout the entire season.
Ranked, yeah.
Yeah, no more of this FCFs, whatever.
Yeah.
Power Four,
And week five, yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
So here we are, Big 12. We got a top 23 matchup here.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, the Cowboys are 3-1. They are ranked 20th in the nation versus the Kansas State Wildcats, who are also 3-1. And they are still ranked 23rd in the nation. This line looks like it opened up at 4.5, favoring Kansas State.
Yeah.
It has been bet up to a square 5 on most books now, favoring the home team. And I got to, they're both coming off losses, right?
Yeah. But, kind of in similar spots, both of them.
But I like Oklahoma State's loss to Utah a lot more than I like 38-9 to BYU. Yeah, I mean, Kansas State just got spanked.
They did.
And I know it was out there, and it was in the mountains, and it was in, you know, Utah and all that stuff. And Oklahoma State was at home, but Utah is a really, really good team. I don't know. And it was 22-19.
Yeah.
It was a really entertaining.
Really good game,
I saw
Andy.
Most of that one.
Yeah, very good game. But I think a lot of people are still just kind of overshadowing that BYU is an actual football school now, or a, you know, an actual football team this year. I don't want to say they're a football school or anything like that, but it looks like they're an actual good football team, Andy. They went all the way up to 22 in the rankings this week.
Okay.
So, like, they're getting some national, you know, attention
right
now that they took down somebody, you know, that is, you know, rolling like K-State. That being said, that is a terrible, terrible loss, Andy.
Yeah.
38-9 beat down out there, but I'm really looking for K-State to bounce back here. And Oklahoma State losing at home, I think, maybe takes the wind out of their sails a little bit. Having to come to Manhattan, where K-State needs to get right, and they play their best football here, obviously.
You know, the 34-year-old Cam Rising.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough.
For sure.
He's seen it all before.
Yeah.
He rolled into Stillwater there, got the win. But BYU, that was just a freight train, and it got out of hand
in
a hurry.
It really did.
38-9, we'll say that one more time. However, the week before, Kansas State was impressive versus Arizona, but how good are the Wildcats?
Right.
And then Tulane, I don't know what to make of Tulane quite yet.
Yeah.
It was a solid win, but 34-17.
Yeah.
You know, it left you thinking, okay, Kansas State's their normal selves, right?
They're
probably going to be ranked in the lower 20s. Our mid-20s, they'll beat Tulane, they'll beat Arizona, and then they'll drop one every now and then. And I feel like this is a game at home that they could very well drop. So I kind of like Oklahoma State and the points here.
Yeah, I would say that, Andy, if they would have won last week. If K-State would have won last week on the road, I for sure see that as a trap game. I think it's going to be rebound game. They're going to come out with a little bit of fire. I just didn't love what I saw from Oklahoma State at Utah last time out. Oklahoma State's defense has been horrendous up to this point, and I think a nice rebound spot for K-State at home. Give me the Wildcats by a touchdown. I love the Wildcats in this game.
A lot of folks, they'll point to Bowman, the quarterback from Oklahoma State, and he's already got over 1,000 yards.
Allen.
He already has over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, 10 touchdowns.
10 touchdowns and 4 picks. So they'll point to that. Well, you don't take care of the ball. Well, Johnson has 3 interceptions as well.
For sure.
You know, so I think they could kind of go back and forth that way as well.
Yeah, very similar teams, Andy.
This total is 54.5.
Yeah.
And are you crazy if you're looking at the over?
You're not crazy at all. This is Big 12 football. This is a Big 12 football. I believe it probably gets there, and I hope that K-State is scoring a majority of these points.
All right. So you got Kansas
State. I'm back
State,
in the Wildcats.
Back in the Wildcats, got the 5, and then it looks like you're kind of looking at maybe sprinkling that total, the over.
I like the over
you
as well.
You like the over?
Another tidbit I like with Wild K-State, Angie. Mm-hmm. The favorite has won each of the Oklahoma State's last eight games. The home team has covered the spread in each of the last six games between Oklahoma State and Kansas State. It's a running trend that the home team wins when these two play.
Makes sense. Makes sense that the home team gets the dub.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, let's move on to an afternoon kickoff over on Peacock.
Peacock.
I'm still not going
to
do it.
We have to download it this week. That's where Purdue versus Nebraska is on.
Oh, I do have to do it this week. Yes. Well, then I'm going to get to see the Louisville Cardinals take on the Notre Dame Golden Domers, the Fighting Irish. This is a 15 versus 16 ranked team matchup.
Good one.
Yep. The Cardinals are 3-0. Notre Dame, if you remember, they did drop one.
Yes, they did.
But man, did they have a get back game against Purdue. 66-7. Ouch.
I can't believe that Purdue's going to lose that way twice this year.
Yeah, they are. They will. Yeah. but Notre Dame more recently beat Ohio.
Yeah.
Miami of Ohio.
Miami.
28-3 defense was impressive.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame's defense has been impressive for a long time.
Yes.
That defense is going
to hang their hat on it.
You're exactly right. And they're at home, and they are your 6.5-point favorite. This line has not moved a bit.
Yeah.
So the bookies got this one just right. You're having equal amounts of money being poured on each team here, and there's a case to be made for each team. It would not surprise me if Louisville keeps this one close.
Yeah.
They're 3-0.
That's exactly how I feel, Andy. I'm on the Cardinals in the points here.
Okay.
I just think this ends up a 3-4-point ball game, like you're saying there. Louisville's defense is solid, and while they played a bit of a soft schedule, I still think there's a lot to like with an experienced quarterback like they have in this Louisville offense. I also think the Cardinals have a coaching edge here. It's still not really sold on Marcus Freeman with Notre Dame. I'm still not.
Yeah.
So give me the Cardinals in the points. I think it's plenty of points. I think it's going to come down to a field goal either way for this game.
Yeah, and Louisville's really been taking care of the ball this year, too. You mentioned that quarterback hasn't thrown an interception yet this season. Leonard's only got a couple there for Notre Dame, but you can remember them, and Northern Illinois definitely remembers them, that 16-14 victory.
For sure. Riley Leonard also produces on the ground. He already has 300 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground. This guy is a very, very good quarterback. But like I said, Louisville's defense, nothing to sneeze at. I just like the points here.
How about that total, 45.5? That hasn't been moving much either.
If I had to be on anything, Andy, I would side with the under just because I like both defenses. But like I said, if Notre Dame gets into, kind of in their bag like they did against Purdue, that could be shot real quick. But I do not believe it's going to be that. I think it's going to come down to a 3-point game, and I believe it'll be under that total.
Yeah, Notre Dame definitely has better wins, you could say.
Yeah, for sure.
But not by much. I mean, Georgia Tech versus Miami of Ohio, it's comparable.
They've played good teams. Notre Dame has played, lost one game, to a formidable foe, and then played a Purdue team that, isn't very good, it looks like, but it's still a Big Ten team.
And we're still figuring out if Texas A&M, if that 10-point win to start off the season, was that all that
was that all good?
Yeah.
But no, I love the points here. Go Louisville.
All right, let's wrap it up with the ABC nightcap, 6:30 kickoff. This is the game.
Yeah.
Georgia, the Bulldogs are heading down to Tuscaloosa to take on your fourth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia is now bet down to a 2-point favorite. Once again, we have a home dog in Alabama. I mean, this is – you don't see this very often, but here we go.
This will be the first time Alabama will be a home underdog since November 2007.
Is that for real?
Against LSU, Andy.
Wow.
In 2007. That alone makes the Tide worth a look, as you simply don't get these chances very often at home with Alabama. With that said, I have more confidence in Georgia to get the job done, as its defense has been sharper and the offense has been more balanced this year, Andy. Alabama has been shaky with its run defense through a handful of games, and that's a concern when you're going up against the Dogs.
Yeah, the Dogs are going to try and run it as well. And ETN, another ETN running back. Somehow they got to hold that guy. But I'll tell you what, Miller – Alabama actually has more yards, more touchdowns.
Yes, he does.
So I think this is going to be smash mouth. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, this is...
Milroe's got about 600 yards passing on the season already. Yep. 8 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Yep.
This
is just a fun
Yeah, Andy, this is tough to go against Alabama.
Georgia, in my mind, is still the best team in the country. I get that Texas has scored all the points and all that kind of stuff, all the flashy stuff with Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning and all that kind of stuff. But to me, Georgia is still the best team in the country, and it feels like a gift to get such a soft line in a hostile road environment or not. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs by under a field goal.
By under a field goal, yep.
They're going to win. In my book, they win this game 9 out of 10 times, and I'm betting in those 9.
That total's 48.5.
Yeah. This is a tough one. Because
they're both going to want to run the ball.
Exactly. I think if I had to do something, Andy, it would be the under. But, yeah, I think it's been bet down quite a bit. You said 48.5?
Yeah.
I think this started up over 50 when it came out, and people have just been betting down because they think that these two are going to tighten up on Saturday night.
Well, and I could see an NFL approach to where, you know, it's low scoring throughout the first half.
For sure.
And then midway through the third quarter into the fourth, that's when the playbook opens up. And then they're trading blows. And you're like, where was this offense?
But you got to get to that point total. You got to get to that point total even in when they're, you know, this could be 13-14 at the start of the fourth quarter. Probably won't be that. It'll probably sky over. But I would be very, very hesitant to go with the over on this. So I would lean under. But give me the Bulldogs all day against the Crimson Tide.
All right, you're going dogs. I'm taking the home dog in the Crimson Tide
there you
here.
Go.
Give me those points.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I think that line's going to continue to get bet down.
Yeah.
I think it's going to tighten up.
Probably be a 1 or a pick 'em by game time.
Yeah, so that 2.5 would have been where I would have liked to, if I was going to bet this one, where I would have got that in there.
Yeah.
You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And I think we should just stay right here with some college football.
Got to.
Because, you know, we got to talk Huskers.
We got to talk the Husker game.
Well, and we'll get to that. But first off, you found a curious line, and you want to expand on it
I just thought it was absolutely weird. This line does not make sense to me.
Okay, well, let's dive into it then. This is a Fox kickoff at 2:30 p.m., and it's going to be down in Florida. The Colorado Buffaloes are going to UCF to take on the Knights. The Knights are flying high. They are 3-0.
Yep.
But what has caught your eye is there are now 14.5 point favorites over Colorado.
Yeah, Andy, I just don't see how they made this line with the fact that I get Colorado's defense is underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it as Husker fans.
Sure.
We put 28 points on them, you know, early and then didn't do anything else against them.
Yeah.
But I think they are just not giving Colorado their respect on the offensive side of the ball here, Andy.
Yeah.
I think they can trade shots with this team just as well as anybody else in the Big 12. So I just don't believe UCF has this big, you know, command that they can just say we're two touchdowns better than Colorado.
Over two touchdowns.
Yeah, over two touchdowns. They're coming off a really good game against TCU where they won by 1 point, 35-34.
Yeah.
They trailed in the third quarter, 31-13, Andy, and made a great comeback, scored with 36 seconds left to win the game. It, absolutely crazy.
By 1 point.
Yeah, you flip it on the other side. Colorado's coming off a game just like that.
Overtime.
Overtime, defeated Baylor on a score of 38-31 in overtime.
Yep.
Colorado trailed 31-24 late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was a wild one. Yeah. That was fun to watch the end of.
Yeah, able to connect on a 43-yard pass as time expired to force overtime, which was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But I do think Colorado's offense will be able to move the ball in this matchup. As you have seen, Shedeur Sanders has an incredible ability to scramble and make plays. And then Travis Hunter might be the best college football player.
Yeah.
Period.
Period. I really, he kind of reminds me of Shohei Ohtani
in
baseball. Like, it was ridiculous 2 seasons ago that he was an MVP when he had, like, started 20 games, won 14 of them pitching.
Yeah, pitching.
And then, had, like, 35 home runs or something.
Yeah, 50.
Like,
yeah.
How is he not the MVP?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, I get it. You're with Colorado, and you're playing second fiddle to the coach and to the coach's son.
Yep.
But still, that Nebraska game, what, he sit out like 3 plays?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And he's one of their best corners. Like, yeah,
their best player on both sides of the ball. I think he is, obviously. People don't want to pass at him. People don't have to double cover him.
He had a huge punch-out turnover in the Baylor game.
For sure. Like, they would have lost the game if Baylor would have scored that touchdown. I believe he should be looked at as probably the Heisman.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they're going to win enough games for him to get that. But no, Andy, I do believe that they can keep this game within 2 scores.
I don't even care if they win it. Just stay within 2 touchdowns.
Within 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
I do believe that Shedeur is going to be able to do this. Even if they get down early, you've seen that they can score points late in games when people kind of take their foot off the gas. But UCF, I just don't see them stomping them like that.
UCF scores a lot of points.
For sure.
They score a lot of points, averaging over 40-some, and that total's at 64.5.
Yeah.
I could see that over smacking. I really could.
You definitely can, because these are two defenses that, you know, allow a lot of points, Andy. Like we said, they allowed 34 points to TCU last week, but only gave up 3 in the fourth quarter. But as that's being said, Andy, I just...
Baylor, Colorado, 69 last week.
Yeah,
total 69.
It should go over. It should go over just with inflated lines like that.
It's ridiculous.
But I would go.
We can stay away from that.
Plus, I just like Colorado. I just like Colorado.
Yep. And
plus 14.5.
And it's pretty wild. You're getting on the other end of it, because it opened up at 12. Now it's already at 14.5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of huge, like, you know, huge money bets come in to kind of straighten this thing out.
Yeah,
and bring it
I
back
think
down
it should be
bit.
Back down to around 10. I would feel comfortable with that, and it wouldn't raise my eyes all that much.
Yeah.
But for them to be a 2-touchdown favorite against a team that can score a lot of points in Colorado, I just don't see it.
Right. The only team they didn't score a lot of points is the team we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah, the black shirts.
The Nebraska Huskers are taking the show on the road.
Yeah.
Heading on over to take on the Boilermakers of Purdue.
Yeah.
Now, this line opened up at 9.5, and even when it opened, I'm like, are you kidding me? Nebraska's licking their wounds. They lost to Illinois in overtime, looked bad, all those things. My initial reaction was, no way. And then it gets bet up.
Yeah.
Then you start, you know, okay, doing some studying on Purdue. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bad team right
bad
now.
Bad team,
this is a really
Andy.
Bad team right now. Haven't I seen this before where Nebraska is supposed to be able to go into a place
and win
convincingly?
Yep.
And now I think Husker Nation is just back, has been reduced back to just win by 1 point.
I mean, that's what everybody is saying. If you take the pulse of, you know, the whole state of Nebraska, it's can we go in there on the road and win in West Lafayette? Like you said, Andy, Purdue last weekend looked really rough against a solid Oregon State team.
Yeah. 38-21.
Yeah.
Just handled them.
The Boilermakers notched just 13 first downs, Andy. Went 2 for 9 on third down, along with a pair of turnovers. Nebraska should be in control here, Andy. I like the Cornhuskers to assert themselves. in a cover here, Andy. I just believe our defense is going to bounce back in a huge way against a, you know, a lesser offensive team than Illinois. I just think they need to shake this Illinois loss off. I think we're going to come out. I think we're going to come out highly motivated, Andy. You know, I really think the 9 penalties for 89 yards didn't help, obviously, in this game against Illinois, nor did the 25 first down surrendered to the Illini. That quarterback played a really good game for Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Made huge plays, made huge conversions for him, Andy. I just don't see Purdue having a player that way or that type of player that can extend drives and extend, you know, possible scoring chances.
Their offense is ranked 92nd in Division One right now. They're only scoring 26 points per game. What I'm looking at is they are allowing 35 points per game, and the Huskers are scoring 32 points per game.
Yeah.
Just that stat standalone by itself, you can see where, okay, now that point spread is making some sense that the Huskers are favored in such a heavy way. It's just that I think a lot of Husker fans are reluctant to get back on the wagon, right?
Yeah.
And ride with the Huskers. But this might actually be a spot where, okay, the smart money, the public money, everybody, not wildly. It's only gone up a half a point.
Yeah, it's only 10.
But you can definitely see the Huskers winning by 10 here. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Peacock. I don't know if Nebraska's been that good as of late playing at 11 a.m., but they haven't been good at any time.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that.
Throw the time out the door, Andy.
Eggs, kegs, and football, right, Coach?
Yeah, kegs and eggs, football. I do love Nebraska here in this spot, Andy, especially just 10. If you can get it at 9.5, you need to bet it down to just 10 points. Yeah. I do believe, you know, it sounds like a lot what I was saying last week, but this is not a ranked opponent like Illinois was.
Right.
And we looked good in a lot of spaces against Illinois, a top 20 team now in the nation.
Yep.
We look better than them. If we could have made a 30-yard field goal, we win.
Right.
Terrible debacle in overtime. Just couldn't get our feet right. And the defense took a major step back, Andy. I believe we come out with that huge energy against this.
I hope so.
Against this team, Andy. And Purdue has lost 4 of its last 5 games in September. Purdue has failed to cover the spread in 5 of its last 6 games at home. The favorite has covered the spread in 4 of Purdue's last 5 games.
Yeah, their only cover was against Indiana State, the home opener, beating up their little brother there in Indiana.
Exactly.
49-0. But the next game is what I just can't shake. And they had a little bad luck there because Notre Dame was coming off a loss.
Yeah, so they really turned it on. I think it's going to be a lot of the same for them this week, Andy.
I hope so. And you know what? I'm feeling so bold, so bullish on this.
Yeah.
I might like the over here at 47.5. I just kind of spelled out why. Nebraska's averaging 32 points per game. Purdue's giving up 35 points per game. I think the Nebraska offense can hang there with Oregon State. I think the Nebraska offense can maybe be better than Notre Dame's offense at times.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to give you two conflicting stories here, Andy.
Okay.
Each of Purdue's last 4 games in September have gone over the total point line because people have been smoking them and all that kind of stuff. On the other side, 5 of Nebraska's last 6 games as a favorite have gone under the total point line because they get up and press the easy button.
Yeah.
Now, the way that we do get to this over is he is going to hang some points on these guys.
Yeah.
If we can score on these guys, we're going to score a lot of points on them because we need that win.
We need confidence.
And we need confidence.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're going into Big Ten country. Yep. We need to make sure that everybody knows, put it on alert. Nebraska, that's not going to end our season losing to Illinois. We are going to smoke these fools. Give me it by 10. Give me the over. Go Big Red.
I love it. There we go. Yeah, and, you know, ESPN Analytics, they have Nebraska has a 79.5% chance of pulling off this victory.
Let's go.
I think they're going to do more than just pull off the victory. They're going to cover, and they're going to go over 47.5. Why not? All they got to do is just play to their averages. There we go. On Peacock at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Set your clocks, and I guess you're going to – if hopefully not enough people did their free trial for Peacock this season, do it now.
I think a lot of people have they took away the free trial because they know that we can't do that now. But yeah, I think it's just $7.99. You can cancel right after you order it. Just make sure you set a reminder for the month that you have to cancel it. But yeah, $7.99 to watch the Huskers this weekend.
Hey, well worth it. Remember when we used to have to do those pay-per-views?
Yeah, you used to pay like $79.99 or something.
Yeah, I remember doing $50 to watch a non-con game season.
Northern Illinois or Northern Arkansas or something like that. Absolutely insane. But yeah, it's still going on to this day.
There we go. All right. Well, hey, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got that right.
And we got to finish strong. We do it each and every week. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and the NFL's doing it again. Double dose of Monday Night
Football.
Two
Monday Night games.
One's not enough. We need more. We need more football. So, but we're going to start there with the Sunday night broadcast on NBC. That's 7:20 p.m. is your kickoff. And this is an intriguing matchup with a tight, very sharp point spread.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills just got done putting a beat down on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everybody's doing
in
that.
In prime time.
Yeah.
Good thing there's a good game on the other station.
Poor old Trevor Lawrence is 0-8.
Yeah, Trev.
And his last eight, and he hasn't covered any of those games.
But, no, he
hasn't. But they're heading to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, who started out 0-2.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're
hard schedule.
Yep, real tough early on. And they're only a play away from, you know, beating Kansas City and Arrowhead, you know. But that was a gutsy victory last week over the Cowboys in Jerry World, 28-25. They won by three. They got it done on the road. Now they're at home, and it's a night game, and you got the 3-0 Buffalo Bills, who have looked pretty gosh darn good. Everyone was like, what's up with the Bills not beating the Cardinals by enough points? They still won.
And
the
Cardinals look pretty dang good as well.
They look a lot better. That's a great point.
Yes.
But then really handled Miami. That's a divisional game, right? The East. And then just smoked Jacksonville last week.
Yeah.
So I get it that it's on the road, and Baltimore's probably a little bit better than their record. But at 2.5, less than a field goal, Baltimore's less than a field goal favorite at home.
Yeah, like you said, Andy, I mean, you just look at the last two games by each of these. Bills demolished Jacksonville, held them to 147 yards passing, 2-13 on third down tries. Buffalo also came up with two takeaways. On the other side, Baltimore posted 456 total yards, Andy, 274 on the ground. They finally got the King Henry going. Zero turnovers was nice, but also they committed 13 penalties, Andy, for 105 yards, which is getting them into a little bit of hot water. Defensively, the Ravens gave up 361 yards passing, which makes sense. You know, they're playing against Dallas. They were behind most of the game, so they're airing it out.
Yeah.
Buffalo should be able to contain the Ravens well enough for a cover, I believe, Andy.
Oh.
I believe a win. I believe they go in, win this game. I just believe they're the better team. Buffalo Bills.
All right. You think the Bills can – and the way the Bills have looked, especially last week, and maybe that's more of Jacksonville just looking so underwhelming. But I would not be surprised if the Bills could go on the road here and get it done. But I'll go back on that. I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore wins by 7.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
it's a very tough one to call, Andy. These are two of the best teams in the AFC. Obviously, I believe the Bills are playing better football right now and are more apt to contain the Ravens more than these other teams are.
You know, and Josh Allen is a more true quarterback.
No doubt about it.
He likes to run the ball, and so does Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Really likes to run the ball. But when we're talking accuracy,
it's
Allen by a mile.
It's Allen by a mile. Allen is loving this new system that he has with these guys.
Yeah.
Came out this week and said this is the most fun he's had in a long time. Yeah. People not worried about stats, people not worried about touchdowns, touches, any of that kind of stuff. They're playing free. They're loving it.
It's also Ravens taking pressure off of him running the ball.
Exactly.
He had to run the ball so much.
Exactly. With James Cook going nuts right now, yeah. It's awesome. And I believe the Ravens are getting in their own way a little bit, you know, with that expectation of being so good. So yeah. I love the Bills here to get a road victory.
How about that total at 46.5?
Yeah, that's going to be right where it's going to be, Andy. It's not going to shift either way too much. But
right. If
I had to guess, this is a primetime game. People are going to be scoring
Sunday night.
I believe the over is a good play.
Henry's rolling, Cook is rolling, the two running backs. Henry already has 281 yards on the season with four touchdowns.
Bum. Yeah, no, he's awesome.
That's really worked out for him. Zane Flowers is doing well receiver-wise. And Allen is moving the ball around to a multitude of receivers over there. Like you said, have a lot of fun. So you could definitely see that over hitting. And, yeah, I mean, you're catching 2.5 points here with the Bills.
That's all I'm looking at, Andy. You're catching 2.5 points with one of the best teams in the NFL. I don't care who they're playing. I'm usually going to go with that.
All righty. Well, and that makes a lot of sense in this spot here.
Yeah.
And a lot of models have the Bills winning outright.
So take the 2.5 and put it in your back pocket.
All right. Okay. I'm not arguing.
I'm not arguing.
All right. We got another Monday night game here. The Tennessee Titans are heading on over to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Tennessee. They're like Jekyll and Hyde, right?
Yeah.
They play so well in the first half. They build a lead and then just
play good quarters is what it seems like. Oh. And then just the worst quarters of football that you can ever see. especially the quarter. It boils down to the quarterback, Andy. It really does.
I mean, he's still a rookie. I know he's got a mayonnaise commercial, but
yeah, he's a second year player. But pretty much a rookie, Andy. But I believe he has what needs. I think he has the tools to what needs to be done, Andy.
Yeah.
And this Titans defense is a very good defense as well.
I just think
they have to put it together. And I believe this is a very good matchup for them to put it together against.
Well, Tua's still in the IR, right?
Yes.
Tagovailoa, he is out.
That's what I'm saying, Andy. Yep. The Dolphin, who knows who's going to be the starting quarterback. Skylar Thompson has a rib injury, looked awful last week. Tim Boyle made a couple of throws as a third string last week, but his skill set is limited. Tyler Huntley is the right answer in terms of talent for them right now, but he joined the team with a little over a week ago. It's a question how much of the playbook he can learn on the fly, Andy. So I believe this is a good spot for the Tennessee Titans to get that first win.
And they're catching a point. Right now, Miami's a 1-point favorite.
Yeah.
Open up as Tennessee being a 0.5-point favorite. It has flipped that time. Low total here at 36.5. That makes a lot of sense with these two offenses.
Yeah.
But I have seen Achane go off a couple of games.
Yeah, no doubt.
So there are some. And Pollard. Pollard was a great running back for Dallas all those years. And he's got pretty good numbers. 39 carries, 158 yards.
No, the Tennessee has spots where they can do it. They got really good skill players.
Levis not taking care of the ball. That's what it is. It really is.
It's Levis turning the ball over. No, they got Tony Pollard. They got Calvin Ridley. They got DeAndre Hopkins. They have weapons, Andy, and they just got to get it to them safely. Will Levis, just hang on to the ball. Get it on the ground. I believe they win this game. Obviously, the Dolphins are still the better team on paper, but it all boils down to that quarterback. I believe they're going to sit Will Levis down and say, we're going to get this one for you. Just play smart. Don't take a huge chance. We're going to win.
You know, the games have been a lot closer for Tennessee. You know, Chicago, they lose 24-17. The Jets, they lose 24-17. Green Bay got an extra touchdown and I'm 30-14, but that's not like the beatdowns that Miami's been taking recently.
Without Tua.
Yes, and even with Tua, they only beat Jacksonville by 3.
Yeah.
And we just threw a whole bunch of shade at Jacksonville, deservingly.
Legitimately.
And they only scored 20 points.
Yeah. No.
You know, and they only beat them by 3.
I love this spot for Tennessee. Get Will Levis rolling a little bit, even if you got to get him going on the ground
a little bit. Just give the ball to Pollard. Just don't even mess with
it. Exactly. Tennessee Titans, give me that point, and they're winning.
I like it. We got a couple dogs to start this segment on. We got a couple dogs going on here. All right, well, let's finish it with the late Monday night game over on ABC and ESPN+, if you got the app. The Seattle Seahawks are 3-0 once again. The team out west in the upper northwest, they're getting it done, taking on the Detroit Lions, and this game is in Detroit. The Lions are 2-1. I'm looking at a Detroit as a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, no, Andy, and the Lions are going to get the benefit of the doubt because they're playing at home. But I am simply more impressed with the Seattle Seahawks through three games. Yes, the Seahawks haven't played anybody as they played, you know, two likely non-playoff teams, the Broncos and the Patriots and the Dolphins without Tua. I get it. However, the Seahawks are explosive through the air offensively, and their defense is second in total defense. First in passing defense, fourth in scoring defense. The Lions are talented, Andy, but the offense has turned the ball over at times, and the defense can get gashed in the passing game.
Oh, sure. They do,
which
all the time.
I believe Geno has really figured it out with DK and Tyler Lockett to get this going.
Well, he's always liked to get vertical with DK and Lockett. That's kind of been their game. And you know what? It's the same stuff with Geno. He has three touchdowns to go along with three picks.
Yeah.
The difference is that he's taken on a quarterback that has three touchdowns and four picks.
Yeah.
Goff is not taking care of the ball. He's getting back to his old Jared Goff, you know, the reason the Rams wanted to get rid of him years ago. And that's a little bit to do with Detroit's offense. They love to air it out. That's their MO. And when they get down early, they kind of have to. And they get lured into it a little bit with, you know, taking on like the Rams.
Yeah.
And that was an overtime game in Arizona. You know, they had to score late to squeak that one out.
For sure.
Are you saying Seattle can cover? You're not saying outright.
Yeah, no, I think the fact that we're getting a hook on top of the free field goal makes it Seattle an easy play for me. I believe they can win the game outright. Okay. I don't think they will. I think Detroit wins this by three. We're getting the hook with Seattle.
Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful towards the Seahawks just because they've been playing so well. You know, they're throwing it on the Lions at home. And you know, the Lions could come out and you know, kill these guys. But
they could.
I don't believe that's going to happen. Seahawks look like a very, very good defensive team that can score through the air, which is the Lions, you know.
That's their MO offensively.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. They can get gashed in the passing game. So I love the Seattle Seahawks.
I'll take the Seahawks, too, if you're still getting that hook. The line opened up at 4.5 all the way down to 3.5 right now.
Let's do it.
All righty, Mr. Parlay Pounder. You got to have a parlay play.
I do, and it's an all-underdog parlay. So get your seatbelt fastened. We talked about it in the first segment. Minnesota Vikings at Green Bay Packers. I am taking the Vikings money line at +125. Another underdog. I'm taking the LA Rams at Chicago. Okay. I believe the LA Rams are more talented, even with the guys out. Cooper Kupp, all that stuff. I don't care. Okay. They're playing the Bears. They're a +130 underdog right now. Get it in there. And then we just talked about it, the Tennessee Titans at -110 bet. I love putting all three of these together. $25, Andy, to receive 222.
And a lot of those lines we've said, there's huge question marks there. I don't believe in the Bears yet.
No, you can't.
At all.
You can't. I believe in Matthew Stafford in the fourth quarter. Yeah. That's what I believe in.
There you go. That's all you had
Vikings,
to say.
Rams, Titans, all underdogs, $25 to win $222.
You heard it, folks, from the Parlay Pounder.
Let's go.
Right there. Three dogs with that huge payout.
Yes.
All right, well, how about do it for us this week? So be sure to follow us over on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out over there. We got some pretty fun shorts going on. We also have some poll questions, the quizzes, you know, the kind of fun kind of feeling out the audience, seeing what they're thinking.
For sure,
on each and every pick. And, you know, you don't have to leave a comment, so we don't even know who you are. You can just put your vote in there saying they'll cover, they won't cover.
Yeah.
You won't catch the shade. We will.
Yeah, we will. But please like, subscribe, comment if you want to.
There you go.
Throw some shade at us. We love it. We love the back and forth with all you guys. Also, you can catch us on TikTok at WTL Sports Betting. We'll be putting out parlays, picks, all that stuff before primetime games.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.